They're not asking for much. In fact, these children just want water. Journalists are banned from this area, but the person filming these scenes on the border between Belarus and Poland says there are babies as young as 2 months old here. Some families haven't eaten for several days. At night, temperatures drop well below zero. At least 2,000 people, many of them Iraqi Kurds, are now stuck in makeshift camps along the razor wire. Social media footage from recent days shows refugees and migrants escorted by masked Belarusian security towards the border. Sometimes shots are fired. And people have often been beaten, as in these pictures filmed by Polish forces. The EU says the government of Alexander Lukashenko is playing a dangerous game in retaliation for sanctions imposed over human rights violations. For its part, Russia, a traditional backer of Belarus, is accusing Brussels of being hypocritical.
The situation is indeed very tense, and there's a tendency to escalate tensions that causes concern. It's apparent that a humanitarian catastrophe is looming against the background of Europeans' reluctance to demonstrate commitment to their European values.
Lithuania, Poland's neighbour and fellow EU member, has now imposed a state of emergency along its border with Belarus. This is the Prime Minister visiting border guards on Wednesday. In a phone call, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has appealed directly to Russian President Vladimir Putin to exert his influence on the regime in Minsk. But as governments play the blame game, the humanitarian situation becomes more dire by the day. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet has called on states to resolve the migrant crisis. In a statement, she said hundreds of men, women and children must not be forced to spend another night in freezing weather without adequate shelter, food, water and medical care. And under international law, no one should be prevented from seeking asylum. Let's get more from Dominic Kane. He joins us live from Berlin. And Dominic, we are seeing these diplomatic blows being traded, but has there been any movement in terms of resolving this crisis?
Well, from the one side of things, from the European Union perspective, you have lots of different voices, but they all seem to be pointing in the same direction, if we can say that, that effectively from the centre, from Brussels, you have people saying, well, we share the view of the Polish government, we want to express our solidarity with the Polish government, and so today we heard from the president of the European Council of Ministers, Charles Michel, saying that the European Union can find its way to helping Poland with its infrastructure at the border, which, of course, effectively means shoring up that border. We've heard from the spokesperson for Angela Merkel that she spoke to President Putin in Moscow and deplored conditions on that border and referred once again to this concept of instrumentalization of migrants, of refugees. The clear view being expressed here in Berlin, but also in Brussels, and elsewhere, certainly in Warsaw, that the Belarusian government is choosing to use the fate of these migrants, these refugees, on their border as an instrument of their foreign policy. Now, we know that the Belarusian government says this is absolutely not the case, and that the Belarusian government has identified itself alongside the Russian government in its argument with the EU. So lots of words being traded, lots of angry words being traded, but so far, at least, no direct action plan.
And, Dominic, what about the people who there themselves? Michelle Bachelet had obviously called for foods and water and medical supplies to get to them, but they're still trapped on the border there. Is there any movement at all?
Well, they are trapped at that border. And as we've been hearing, the nighttime temperature is hovering around freezing. And over the course of the next few days and the next few weeks, as we go further into the European late autumn towards winter, in that part of the world, it gets increasingly very cold indeed and stays that way for much of the day and certainly all night. So it's arduous. And then we know that there are some who've managed to get across the border, to get across into Polish territory. Well, for them, then, according to international conventions, That's the first place in the EU that they could claim asylum. But we know that the welcome awaiting them in Poland is not as warm, perhaps, as the welcome that might await them here in Germany. We know that very many of those who have made that journey, have risked the arduous journey and got to Germany, well, they try to claim asylum here. We know also that many of the people who are trying to get across right now, they say they want to get to Germany. And the figures back that up, that over the course of the last 5 weeks or so, on average, every week, more than 1,000 people have declared themselves to the German authority, having made precisely the journey that the people currently at the frontier want to be making. So, in the short term, they have to deal with the conditions that they are facing right now. Those who get through have to hope that the Polish government will honour international law and treat them well. But it's not clear at all what is going to happen. The only thing that's certain is that while there is uncertainty, their situation will stay as it is.
OK, that's Dominic Kane reporting from Berlin. Dominic, for now, thank you.